What you said really made sense to me, especially the part about us being so afraid of the dark stuff. What's the quote that you shared with the picture of the twinkle lights? Oh, the twinkle light quote. It's one of my favorites. Only when we're brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of our light. He nodded. Yes, that one. I'm sure that's why I didn't want to come. It's crazy how much energy we spend trying to avoid these hard topics when they're really the only ones that can set us free. I was shamed a lot growing up, and I don't want to do that to my three kids. I want them to know they're enough. I don't want them to be afraid to talk about the hard shit with us. I want them to be shame resilient. At this point, we were both teary-eyed. I reached up and did that awkward, "Are you a hugger?" gesture. Then I gave him a big ol' hug. After we let go of our "this stuff is hard, but we can do it" embrace, he looked at me and said, "I'm pretty bad at vulnerability, but I'm really good at shame. Is getting past shame necessary for getting to vulnerability?" "Yes. Shame resilience is key to embracing our vulnerability. We can't let ourselves be seen if we're terrified by what people might think. Often, not being good at vulnerability means that we're damn good at shame." As I stumbled for better language to explain how shame stops us from being vulnerable and connected, I remembered my very favorite exchange from Harry Potter. "Do you remember when Harry was worried that he might be bad because he was angry all of the time and had dark feelings?" He enthusiastically answered, "Yes, of course. The conversation with Sirius Black. That's the moral of the entire story." "Exactly. Sirius told Harry to listen to him very carefully. Then he said, 'You're not a bad person. You're a very good person who bad things have happened to. Besides, the world isn't split into good people and Death Eaters. We've all got both light and dark inside us. What matters is the part we choose to act on. That's who we really are.'" "I get it," he sighed. "We all have shame. We all have good and bad, dark and light inside of us. But if we don't come to terms with our shame, our struggles, we start believing that there's something wrong with us, that we're bad, flawed, not good enough, and even worse, we start acting on those beliefs. If we want to be fully engaged, to be connected, we have to be vulnerable. In order to be vulnerable, we need to develop resilience to shame." At this point, his wife was waiting by the stage stairs. He thanked me, gave me another quick hug, and walked away. Just as he reached the bottom of the stairs, he turned back and said, "You may not be Snape, but you're a damn good Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher."